Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Citizens, since we each upgraded to Xfinity in our homes, the Wi-Fi has been booming. It's fair to say our town has officially become a boomtown.
Mayor, will I be able to drop into multiplayer gaming battles with low lag?
The lag won't be an issue, but your questionable skills may be.
And what if I have hundreds of devices on the Wi-Fi? Purely hypothetical.
Seems like a lot, but sure, hundreds of devices all booming together with the Xfinity Gateway. Yes, friends and neighbors, with Xfinity, the Wi-Fi is booming!
Restrictions apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, I know we talk quite a lot, and rightly so, about the cost of living, the cost of absolutely everything, but we want to chat today about the little bit of frivolous spending that we all engage with on a maybe weekly or monthly basis. Those small little things that you like to treat yourself with, whether it be your daily coffee or perhaps you like to allow yourself have lunch once a week. Whatever it is, those little things that bring a smile to your face, the little bit of joy you get where you just, those, yeah, minor things that just bring you that smile. Whatever it is, let us know today, because we want to talk about the joys of frivolous spending and why we should engage with it in as much as we can. Saoirse Hanley is a journalist with the Irish Independent. Saoirse, you've been writing about this, about how, you know, despite the rising cost of living, you're really trying to cling to frivolous spending.
Yeah, it's something that I'm really, really fighting hard not to deny myself. Even when I think if I had a financial advisor, they'd be banging their head against a wall asking me to. But I was thinking a lot. I kind of mentioned the piece that there's a TikTok person I'm obsessed with who basically, they capture all of the ways that they are a, quote, cheapskate. That these are ways that they save or that they, you know, cut corners financially and all this kind of stuff. And, like, they're very well set up. Like, they own their house. There's no major need to be doing these things. But, like, she won't buy bin bags. She'll just pick up bags she gets from, like, the shops or whatever, and she'll use that. She had I'm not even joking. There's a video I saw literally last night. And she was like, I'm not replacing the shower curtain. And the shower curtain had holes in it. I was like, that's not even functional anymore. But it's stuff like when she goes out with her daughter, like they always only share a brownie. She never buys the coffee out. She won't do any of these things. And I just think it looks miserable. Because obviously, you know, once you have your big things taken care of, like, you know, a roof over your head, food on the table, you know, all that kind of stuff. But obviously it's important, bills paid, all the rest. You know, I'm a money writer. I can't deny the importance of those things. Mm. But I just think there is such... I think life is very hard sometimes, and I think that life is very scary sometimes, and I think the world at the moment, there's lots of, it seems like we're kind of in a building that's on fire, and sometimes that despair can eat at you. And maybe the only thing that makes that better is that I spend €6 on an iced latte that I could make at home.
Yeah, so it's the, so I don't want to say being frugal isn't for you, but the small little things that bring you joy, you don't mind spending a little bit of coin on them, Saoirse.
Yeah, I don't. And I definitely felt bad about this in the past, particularly say if, like, you know, I definitely have debts that I'm, you know, loans that I'm paying from when I was in college and things like that. Like there's kind of overheads that I have that really mean that I shouldn't be someone who, say, gets her nails done regularly or whatever. But I just think, and I'm looking down at my nails that are in need of another manicure soon. So I'm actually booked in this week. But it's one of those things that, like, I don't necessarily need that. And when you talk to, like, you know, there's people who make a lot of content about this. Like there's, you know, there's an Irish woman who makes content kind of breaking down somebody's budget for them. And they'll say, I get paid this much and I spend on this, this, this. What do you think I should do? And a lot of the time, the things that they recommend cutting out, and I understand to a point, it is things like, you know, getting takeaways or like that, getting your nails, your eyebrows done or your hair dyed or whatever it is. And I think within reason, sure, you should make sure that you have money for the essentials. But I just think that life is a little bit too short to completely deny yourself everything. Like, I think, you know, none of us know what tomorrow looks like. And yes, I do have a pension. There is that. But I could definitely be safeguarding my future a lot more than I am if I wasn't willing to kind of part with some of the things that I, if I was willing rather to part with some of the things that bring me joy.
Yeah,
but
things that bring
I
you
actually
joy.
Just think life's too short. I think my chances of owning a house are low anyway. So sure, why bother? So that's a later me problem. There's, you know, things like, I think the fact that like life is very unpredictable. I could be saving for a million years and denying myself loads of things, and then I could die tomorrow, you know, knock on wood. And I just think I would be pretty sad if I got to the end and I was like, oh, sure, I have loads of money.
I didn't
in the
do
bank,
this and didn't do yeah, that.
Didn't
yeah.
Yeah. Our, I didn't go on the holiday or whatever.
Our own Ciara Tracy is with me, is with me in studio here as well, Saoirse. Is there anything wrong with not denying yourself little joyous things, Ciara?
Is there anything wrong with not denying? Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. We all get a little dopamine rush when you see something in a shop and you think, oh, I want that. So I am someone, as you know, Andrea, who will never say no if I want something. And it's such a privilege to be able to spend frivolously, I have to say. And I'm looking at my own nails now. But no, I would be a big fan of it. Although if my parents are listening, no, I'm not. I'm really responsible. I do have savings. But there is that kind of issue of like, what have I got to show for myself for all of this? Like the little coffee, like, you know, that adds up. I'm like, oh my God, do I need that? But it is all about just taking a moment for yourself. I think it is a small act of like self-love to be able to be like, no, I want this. I'm not going to deny myself because like Saoirse said, like it can, again, it's such a first world problem, but day to day, it can be a bit of a struggle. You do need to pick me up and that can, you know, provide that for you.
Something as simple as a coffee, even though the price of coffee is something we always talk about, forever rising. But even something as just simple as that little joyous treat can bring so much.
It really can. And I'm a sucker for a Penny's haul. And I'd go into Penny's looking for one thing and I'd come out spending €50. And I'm like, oh, did I need all of this? But I do love like coming home with a little haul and be like, you know, it's just little things like, oh, this is like, I didn't know I needed this makeup, you know, applicator or something, but I'm so happy I have it now. But I know that's like mass consumerism. But listen, a girl's got to live.
Yeah.
And it does bring that bit of joy.
Sales, anything that I get as a bargain purchase is my little joyous
nuts.
Treat.
Right,
yeah. Says this listener. Another text are getting in touch about the middle aisle purchases. All of those are the things that bring me a treat. Another listener too, like Saoirse, I love getting my nails done. It just makes me feel so put together. Paul Merriman is a financial advisor with askpaul.ie. Paul is with us on the line today because I can only imagine, Paul, you're going to tell Saoirse, Ciara and myself we need to be a little bit more uber careful about our frivolous spending.
Good afternoon, Andrea. No, actually the opposite. I actually agree with everybody. I think money is there to be enjoyed. You work hard, you pay your taxes. And I think Sarah's hitting something really good on her interview there, talking about the big things are sorted. She mentioned she had a pension. Okay, the house hasn't been got yet, but loads of time for that. So I do think it is important to enjoy your money. I think you want to have a balanced financial plan. So obviously good to hear you have the pension in place. But obviously, you don't want to be making bigger debts for yourselves. You don't want to be using your credit card for your frivolous spending. You don't want to be borrowing money if you can. So I think trying to live within your means, going from month to month with your finances is absolutely fine. Once you're trying to stay away from short-term debt. So once we see clients that are building up short-term debt, that's a big no-no. But if you're using your own money and you're spending it and you're happy, that's absolutely fine. And I think, you know, when the European Central Bank puts up interest rates, for argument's sake, and we talk about the rise of interest rates and the cost of living, that's because inflation's gone too high. And the reason why they do this, guys, is to scare you. It's to scare people into saving more. Stop spending so much in the economy and that brings inflation back down. But what can it do? It can cause an awful lot of fear and anxiety with people's money. And that's not what a good financial plan is about. A good financial plan is showing a client you've got the future sorted and you can actually spend your money today. And that's for people of all ages, from kind of 18 right the way up to 80. And sometimes some of our clients that are in the older bracket, kind of over retirement age as well, find it very difficult to spend their money. And we spend a lot of time in the consultation trying to show them you have X amount. You've got everything sorted. The house is paid off. You've got your pension fund. And they still try and find it difficult to spend. So, yeah, I'm up for this. I'm up for spending your money and having a good time, just as long as you're not building
So as long as you're taking care of all the bills that need to be paid, you're putting a little bit aside for, you know, for a rainy day fund, and you've put a little bit into a pension, it's okay to buy the coffee 2 or 3 days a week, or get your nails done as Ciara likes, or whatever it is.
Yeah, 100% it is. And again, that's what money's there for. I think we lose sight of this sometimes, especially in my industry. And we're kind of...
Are you there? Have I lost Paul? No, we'll try and get Paul back in a moment. Listener says, I retired with €260,000. I regret not spending the money when I was young and fit. There's no point in doing so when you're an old lad like me, says this listener. Another texter says, I agree with Saoirse. Some of the financial advisors recommend no holidays and no fun. But for most of my children's childhood, I was in an overdraft. I still went on holidays abroad every few years. I can't put a price on those memories and I'm in a decent financial situation. Now, do you find that, Saoirse, with a lot of your friends? You know, is there like it's the toss up between trying to put money into a mortgage fund or do you do that annual holiday?
Definitely. I think that's it's a really interesting one. I think for my age in particular, like I turned 28 this year. And so I have friends who own property. I have friends who think they never will. I have friends who have loads of savings, friends who have none. And there's kind of no joint consensus on what we should do. And I think like it can be difficult sometimes when you don't like I say, if I'm talking to somebody who is saving for a mortgage and I'm like, oh, my God, let's go have dinner on this Wednesday. And they're like, oh, I'm trying not to or whatever. But because I don't think like that, I'm like, oh, my God. But you're missing out. It's been so much fun. But they have a different priority to me. And I think that is maybe the difficulty sometimes that if people aren't, or even if they're not earning, no, don't have the same earning power, like that's a big discrepancy too. But I do think a lot of my friends would be like me in that we kind of will get to it. Like myself and my boyfriend have the same payday just by chance. And the last week of the month, every single time, the two of us are like, okay, like, you know, I'm about to go into my overdraft. I probably shouldn't get that takeaway. And then one of us has to just give the other one the look. And we're both like, oh, but if... it'll get paid back next week. It's grand. We'll just do it this one time.
Yeah.
And I think when you have enablers around you, so I think we all need to collectively agree whether we're going to do it or not.
Facilitator. So Paul, for people listening today, I suppose, is there, takeaway from our conversation about frivolous spending, you know, you as a financial advisor, it is okay to engage in it a little bit.
100%. Like I said, you have to spend your money, you have to have fun. The only time I'd say you'd need to keep in mind is if you have got a financial goal. I think people need to build in more financial goals for themselves and actually say, right, this time next year, I'd like to have X to do Y wish, or especially for the house. I think a lot of people that are saving for deposits will live very frugal, will live a very frugal life for like maybe 6 months or 12 months just while they're trying to get their money together. And that's okay. So it's okay if you're going out on unpaid maternity leave or you're kind of taking a career break or something like that. It's okay then to go into a situation where you're watching every single penny because you have a really big goal in mind, but you do not want to be living like that all the time. So if you have a good plan in place, you have a couple of financial goals. And remember, any type of financial plan usually takes years. So whether it is saving for deposit for a house or retiring early or clearing your mortgage or kids' education funds, they all take a long time. So just thinking about them early and putting a little bit of money away on a monthly basis will usually get you a lot of it very far with a financial plan. But it's so important is you really enjoy the majority of your money and make sure it's actually bringing you joy rather than just, you know, sitting there for no reason. You have to have a reason if you're saving.
Well, a great text here from a listener who says, there's an old saying that I once heard, there's no tow bar on a hearse. Saoirse Hanley, journalist with The Independent, our own Ciara Tracy and Paul Merriman, financial advisor from, of course, askpaul.ie as well. Thanks a million to you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.